Yo!
That's our new opening.
It's our show 19, people.
19! You know what that means?
It means that you're 19.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
I was going to say it's one of them from 20, but people don't celebrate 20.
No, 21's the big year. So, well,
21 or 25 when we're talking about, like, things people make. People are always more excited when it's like 25th anniversary!
Well, that's true, yeah.
It'll be a week-iversary.
So, yeah, so show number 19, and in honor of show number 19, we have a really cool, super awesome musical guest in store.
We really do. Our musical guest is like...
We've been looking forward to this one for a long time, people.
I don't even remember how... Oh, yes, I do remember how I came across her.
Would you like to know? Well, good, because this wouldn't be a show without...
One of the first bands we had on was RoboSapien, that were like fantastic, and I love them. My sister had actually like introduced me... their music, and I was looking at their MySpace page because I do a lot of work during the workday, and I found this amazing thing.
And that thing was?
It was a person that had an icon of them changing 27 million bedazzled sweaters, and I was like, who is this? And it wound up being someone named Leslie Hall.
And do you know, is it Leslie in the L-Y's, or is it Leslie in the Lies?
Or Lees, or whatever.
Do you know?
No.
Oh, we should ask her that.
So, welcome everyone to our show tonight.
In case you didn't feel welcome already,
I'm not
welcome some more.
Giddy as normal.
Well, what's anything funny happen to you today?
Today,
light fluff to start off the show with.
Some fluff. I
have an interesting story.
Do you?
Sort of. I'm going. By the time this show airs, I will be in California.
And I will be in Colorado.
Visiting the folks.
And?
And I'm on Monday next, which is the 23rd, I think, which is happens to be Pi Day, for one thing.
Happy Pi Day! Wait, is that the day this airs?
Yeah.
Happy Pi Day! It's Pi Day! I have pie in the fridge.
It's also going to be Happy The Price Is Right Day
Happy
for
Bob
Annie.
Bob Barker Day! Yeah. Happy, you should bring a pie for Bob Barker and be like, thanks, Bob, have a pie.
Maybe I'll bring him a tartlet. Happy, I don't know about a whole pie.
A tartlet?
A little tiny tart.
Is that what it's called?
That's what I call it.
A tartlet.
Also referred to some very small French prostitute.
Oh my goodness. A tartlet. I had, like, a deja vu today when I remembered a nickname I used to have.
Oh! Shit. Crisis! Emergency! Colleen spilled her water all over her keyboard.
Actually, no, I didn't spill it at all on the keyboard. I spilled it all over my Christmas stocking.
Well, it's a good thing that was sitting there to absorb all of that water that was there.
But it's got my toothpaste in it, not my toothpaste!
I'll go get you some toilet paper and stuff. Okay.
Don't kill the park ranger. Danger strange. I'm actually wearing Annie's hat tonight, and Annie's brain is larger than mine. So maybe I should tease my hair out a bit. Get some gel.
It does look good on you, though.
So I am very excited about you going on The Price Is Right. I am so excited.
Yeah, I think everybody's more excited than I am.
Oh.
I like never watched The Price Is Right growing up. I was never.
Do you not even know the Yodeler Man?
I don't know anything about The Price Is Right. I know that Bob Barker is on it, and
okay,
that's like all I know.
I will tell you all you need to know for the two most important games in Price Right. Any other game you get is just bullshit. It's just like, you're an idiot, guess a number. But Yodeler Man and Plinko actually require skill.
Yeah.
Plinko, when you do that, you should never...
Some girl mentioned that to me today at work. She's like, Plinko, you gotta play Plinko.
Yeah, never drop it in the middle. You should always drop it on the right-hand side. Wait, yes. Your right-hand side, not the audience.
Why? What is it?
It's basically like a giant board that they have nails in, and you get these little discs, and you have to drop it down, and it fits between the two nails, and it, like, bounces off the nails, and, like,
oh, okay.
There's, like, targets in the middle. There's, like, $1 million! Minus a lot, so it's, like, 1,000.
Yeah.
Some Price Is Right million pennies. What would 1 million pennies be?
$10,000.
Ooh. Yeah, actually, there is a million pennies thing, so it's like a million pennies. That'd be funny if they had it say a million, then in really small font, it's like of the things with Lincoln's head on it.
$5 bills?
$5. Ooh.
That would be $5 million. That I could do that. Would be.
But they basically have these chips, and you drop them down, and they like plink on the nail. So that's why they call it Plinko, because it goes ding, 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 all the way down. And if you drop it in the middle, it almost always goes to the side, which are big old fat zeros.
Yeah.
But if you drop it on the right hand side, it's my theory that it's awesome.
You get the big money, huh?
You get the big bucks. You get the dining room set and the golf clubs and the moose head. I wish they gave out things like that. Like, I really wish that all the prizes that they never got to give out on Let's Make a Deal, they started giving out on Price is Right.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, well, we have all these extra bowls from the 70s, or I guess they didn't give out bowls. That'd be dangerous.
Another show I never watched.
Oh, lordy.
I was like a big Wheel and Jeopardy person.
We should reenact.
I never really watched any
other
game shows.
Let's Make a Deal
shows.
Tonight. Would you like to go for the envelope or would you like to go for the mystery box?
Mystery box, totally.
Never go for the mystery box. They can't put a donkey in an envelope. Oh, it'd be like a donkey and a year's supply of carrots. I know. And there'd always be like the weird like animal lover.
But sometimes like, the envelope just says, like, a dollar, though, right?
That's true. Or, like, you know, you have a picture of someone's dentures.
Yeah. I'd much rather that at least, like, whatever is behind the curtain is, like...
You could probably sell a donkey for something. Amusing. I know I sell my ass. Yeah,
you make a lot of money.
Sorry. I'm trying to wake myself up by being ultra loud and obnoxious. Obnoxious. So I heard a feedback from last show that it was, some said wackier than usual, some said weirder than usual, one person said was kind of creepy, which well, I find very amusing.
That's
so.
Okay. Sometimes I kind of like that.
When we go a little creepy, yeah. We definitely talked in old men voices about poop for about 10 minutes straight.
Yeah.
Occasionally talking to ourselves in other voices. So I could see why someone would find that a little weird. Then we had a song all about nipples
UPS people
and boobs.
That's true.
I admitted something weird about mine.
Probably actually you're in the majority.
I believe so. I do. And they're not like, I don't have like a double D and an A cup. You know, it's not like, no one's going to notice. Unless you're really
You're not
looking.
Like peeling to the side every time you walk down to the street, like veering right.
Yeah. I can only make right hand turns. Because my one breast is so big.
When I was driving across the country, I was,
This well, country?
Yes. This great country of ours. This country, tis of thee, from sea to shining sea. It really was from sea to shining sea. It really was from sea to shining sea because it was, like, from Santa Cruz, California to New York City, which is...
New York City.
Definitely coast to coast.
Yeah. That would be, like, sea to shining guck.
Yeah. Well. Okay. I was going to say something about, well, Santa Cruz isn't that pretty either, but Santa Cruz, the water's kind of gross, actually, because this is, like, my spaz-out nerd moment, but it's not polluted, it's just gross because it's an animal sanctuary, and so they don't harvest the kelp or anything, and so there's, like, a lot of really gross seaweed that comes up on the shore, and it stinks really bad.
Is there a lot of, opportunities for a kelp farmer, normally, in that region?
I think they just harvest it. Sorry. Well, I think that there are varieties of kelp that you can eat. I don't know if that's the particular kind, but I think they, like, clean it up to some degree just to keep it under control, kind of, like, weed out the kelp in other areas of the beach so that it's, like, you don't have, like, giant... Because it's, like, giant, like, wads of kelp. Like, I can't...
Kelp
what,
monsters.
What can I even, like, liken it to? It's like having, like, a telephone pole worth of kelp, like, lying on the beach, you know? It's, like, quite a big...
I think my problem is you're gonna have to liken kelp to something. I have no idea what kelp is. Like, you could be talking about poodles. You could
seaweed.
Seaweed. I know seaweed.
It's a kind of seaweed. You know what kelp is?
Well, I guess I don't.
I think
that would
actually,
be funny if that was a name for a dog.
I think it's actually some kind of algae, technically, but I could be wrong. I feel like maybe it's not algae. It's some kind. It's like its own weird group. It's not like normal seaweed. And kelp, another nerdy fact, is that it... is actually one of the fastest growing organisms on the planet. It grows, can grow up to 3 feet a day.
Ew!
Which is really big.
That was like me in seventh grade.
That's what kelp forests are, and that's what makes the, like, Monterey Bay, like, a special animal sanctuary, because, like, all the little animals come there into that little bay, and they, like, hide out in the weeds and breed and stuff.
I'm imagining, like, a really weird, like, sci-fi movie with somebody that just likes to move really slow, and the kelp is just slowly growing to attack them, but it takes a day to reach them. It's just like, I'm working on it, I'm gonna get
it's like
it.
The most boring sci-fi movie.
Yeah, ever. Exactly.
Very suspenseful, though.
Yes, for the entire... It's a 24-hour movie. At the very end, it, like, touches his foot and goes, oh! There's something wet on my foot! Because he is obviously a crazy burnout... 80-year-old man. I don't know what I just made.
It definitely, like, when you're in the water, it'll, like, wrap around your legs sometimes, mm-hmm. like, in a wave, and that's kind of a gross feeling.
Yeah.
I'll say that much for it.
It's so gross. I'm not a fan of the seaweed. I am not. I am going to be eating some of it, I believe, next week.
Mm.
I don't like eating it either. To Colorado, the home of... Colorado's known for its sushi, right?
Yeah. Totally.
Well, the person I'm going to stay with, he loves sushi, and he was, like, talking about getting sushi. And I was just, like, keeping a nice, friendly smile on, but in my head, all I kept thinking was, has he looked at a map? Does he know where he is? Sushi! Fucking, there's no water! Desert!
Lake sushi.
I'm very scared.
Made out of catfish.
And tofu. It's soy-based sushi.
I would...
sushi
sushi. Yeah.
I would eat that soy sushi. Soy-si.
But luckily, I have airborne, so I will be invincible to any sushi death.
Well, good. I hope that'll save you.
Well, you think it's almost time for our first little ditty?
You know, I believe it is time for our first little ditty.
Okay. This is Leslie Hall. Well, it's Leslie and the L-Y's or the Lee's or... It's basically spelled L-Y-S, and we're really sorry that we don't know how to pronounce it or what the proper way to say it is.
But I can say that the Lee's or the Lies or... however we pronounce it, are so amazingly awesome.
Yeah, it's these two, they're like her backup girls.
Yes, there's one that plays the guitar,
mm-hmm.
and one that has turntables basically strapped on and a little, like, box in front of her.
It's
so awesome.
So this song is called Gold Pants.
Gold Pants.
And it's pretty fantastic, and we hope you think it's as deliciously funny as we do.
And when you're listening to the song, don't just imagine, like, gold-colored pants. Imagine gold, tight spandex that are shiny.
Yes, stretch pants.
Oh, when I DDR, I dance to the max. So when I rap this mic, you charge me hip-hop tax. Cause I flow so funky and I jive so hard. All the funky men saying, oh my lord.
Thank you, mama, for me.
Like these could break through walls. I get my motivation from shopping in malls. I'm a BEA, beautiful girl, bringing drama mama all over the world. If you're feeling lonely and your grandma don't know me, then bring her on down to my hip hop show. The way I'm going with beats like these, you might need to get down on one knee.
Thank you, mama, for making me gold pants. Ones I can dance and make romance.
I pray off the weak, feed from the needy. I charge too much, so I might get greedy. If I look fresh and so delicious, don't expect me to do the dishes. Hey. To all the ladies out there with the man, you should be alarmed, I got a backup plan. Hi-ya!
Thank you, mama, for making me gold pants. Ones I can dance and make romance.
So I want to vent for a second now.
Okay, Ventable.
I am Colleen Ventable tonight, and what I'd like to say is, I wonder if they're going to pull our show after I say this. iTunes is a big pain in my tuchus. That's right. I said it.
I'm sure they're really going to come after you with the golden hatchet after that.
Both cheeks of them.
Yeah.
Like compartments, and then there's a pain in there, and iTunes put it in the compartments.
Because it's very picky about how you upload your
RSS feed. if I have one single typo, like let's say I decide to be Colin one week instead of Colleen, it gives us this exclamation point by our feed being like, oh, and then you click on it and it goes, not a valid URL. They must have blown up. And like, then the only way you can get the show subscribed again is you have to click an X arrow out and then go back to find us and then click us again. So I'm sorry if people have had to do that. I am working on a way to fix it because it happens. It didn't happen at all for a long time because I was really being inattentive with making sure that everything was spelled right. Mm-hmm. But something happened in the 2006 crossover, and I don't know what. Oh. And it's been happening every week.
Oh, no. Weird. I wonder if other people are having that problem.
Yes, they are.
Ah. Well, that's good to know, in a way.
So I'm telling you this because you should download it other ways. But I'm going
You should come to fluffinbrooklyn.com and download it that way. It's totally available that way, and it's probably easier than battling with iTunes.
There's a million, like, feed grabbers. Like, I use iPod or Lemon, which I believe has a different name now, but that's so awesome. And I like the way they sort it better in my little iTunes thing, and it connects up with iTunes, so mm-hmm. it all gets put in there.
Yes. Enter, what's it called? It's called, like,
It's just iPodder.org?
No, but it has, like, a name. It's called, like, an inner multi-interface or something, like...
An inner space with Martin Short.
No. Okay.
But, yeah. So, I'm sorry if anybody's had to do that, and I am actually going to start using... I used to do all the feed by hand so that it would look really snazzy. I am not going to do that anymore. I'm going to try to use a program that basically says, hello, idiot, why don't you press browse and pick the MP3 and then write a paragraph about it and we'll make something for you, idiot.
Yeah.
So it won't be as fancy, but, it'll make it so that it will keep downloading to your iTunes.
Yeah, which is important.
Yeah, completely, because we love you guys and we don't want a single one of you to not be getting our shows and not notice it for like a year and then be like, oh god, I can't catch up. I'm never gonna understand the plot line. I don't know if Annie dies or if she has the affair with the
beekeeper,
the James, the trucker, and did they ever get the down shitter? I don't know. Yeah, we actually had said that today, aka January 23rd, the day we're recording this, was going to be the last day people could give us money, but since we are recording this in a time machine.
Yeah.
And we're back a couple days.
It's like Tuesday prior.
Yeah. And we're both going to be out of the country.
Well, the state.
Brooklyn's a country, hon. It's cool. Awesomeness.
Yeah, so we don't know yet, but we'll let you know when we do actually post this so you'll be able to see on the site anyway.
Yeah.
And we'll make mention of it next show.
So we will make mention of it, and then we will put a poll of the different things you could vote for that whole week. Of the things they could buy for that price range.
Oh, that's a good idea.
If we can't get our down shitter.
But that's no excuse to not donate money because you don't want us to get the down shitter.
Yeah, there's been a handful of you guys. 25 cents, and we're not... When we say 25 cents, we're really not kidding. Just donate 25 cents.
Yeah, it's really... not tax deductible, so donate away.
Yes. If you live in Brooklyn, stop by my house, donate 25 cents. We're here.
We'll make a cookie jar for you.
We will. I've got my hand in the cookie jar. Damn, cookie jar.
So you want to know something gross?
Whenever someone starts a story like that, the answer is always yes!
My story is really gross. For the past 8 months, I've had this little friend growing inside me.
Oh my god, does that mean it's almost time? I haven't finished knitting the booties yet.
No, it already came out last Friday. It was a very big relief for me, actually. It was a cyst in my septum of my nose. Which you can kind of see a little, like, redness here.
What?
Yeah. It was like a giant, it was basically like a great big humongous zit that had, like, the...
I actually
plus
saw the
equivalent.
Little thing, but I thought you had a cold or something and had been blowing your nose.
No, it's actually, well, it was further up in my nose, but, like, you know, in trying to clean it out, I, like, kind of, like, practically tore my nose off, so it looks gross. Anyway, but, yeah, so it felt really good to clean that out.
So did you do it, or did you get a surgery?
No, I did it. It came to be time. It'd been like this little ball in there for like ever, and at first I just thought it was like the cartilage of my nose, and I just never noticed it before, but after a while I was like, yeah, that definitely is getting bigger and stuff, and it was kind of getting in the way of like blowing my nose, like boogers would get all stuck up behind it and everything, and so finally, like last Friday, I kind of like saw it in the mirror at work, and I was like, it's about time.
I'm so disturbed by this story. It was in the shape of a little man.
Yeah.
And it started to form feet.
It had, like, you could fill a thimble. Well, not really.
Ew.
It was a lot of gross shit, though. So, yeah, people, come to Fluff and Brooklyn Radio Review because it'll gross you out.
Yay! Maybe we're not the ones that are making the exclamation point. Maybe iTunes is like, we gotta stop this.
The only way we know how. Put a little chili pepper next to it.
I had softcore sex with a peanut butter can.
I don't know. You got a ruby coochie.
Yes. Oh, speaking of which, transition. I was talking to someone today about nicknames, and I'm wondering, did you ever have any crazy nicknames, Miss Annie?
Not sex-related ones.
Well, I'm not talking about...
None that referenced the,
I did
the
have
diameter
one.
Of my coochie. Well, of course I did. Being a really tall person, you really can't help... Okay, so there's two categories of nicknames. Well, I guess it could be
there's
too.
Well, there's nicknames and name-calling. There's a difference.
Well, like, asshole, obviously, is not going to count, right? But
and that's my nickname. Everybody calls me it.
That's what I was going to say.
Hey, asshole. Hey,
I was
going to
say,
up?
There's nicknames based on, like, my height.
Okay.
And there's nicknames based on just my name, like, variations of my name. Mm-hmm. Such as, you know, like, many people make, of course, the Orphan Annie reference or Annie Oakley or...
I call you Annie Mole.
Animal. Yeah.
I don't know if I ever say it to you, but I always say it. Oh, animal's here.
Don't think you have said it to me, but okay. But you're not the first person.
Okay. I say that to, like, Evan all the time. I'm like, yeah, animal's coming over.
That's cool.
That's funny.
I kind of
like
that. I
always remind you as a Muppet.
Yeah. I'm Muppety. My coworkers often tell me that I'm very
Muppet.
Much like a Muppet. Although usually it's my boss and she's complaining that I'm too much like Beaker because I'll be over there and be like, freaking out about, like, somebody that's pissing me off. So... Anyway, so, okay, yeah. So then there's the, like, the Annie, are you okay thing.
Are you okay? Are you okay, Annie?
I'm okay.
Doesn't get old.
Stop. And then, of course, Sanders. You have to get the, like, Colonel Sanders joke, right?
Yeah.
And then there's nicknames based on my height, like I said. And so I've gotten, like, Charlie Green Giant and Lurch and stuff like
Aww,
that.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Lanky McLankyster when you were like a 7-year-old and you were like 6'3".
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, Colleen?
Yes? Well, my first one that really stuck was cauliflower vegetable. And then as I grew into my awkward stage,
that's a good one.
It was collie dog vegetable, which didn't make as much sense, but was meaner. So that was a collie dog was the one. My sister was the caller of that most of the time, and I didn't really get the way that insults work, so, like, I thought I could bring it back at her and be like, yeah, Kathy dog, because I didn't realize the collie dog was a type of dog. I just thought it was her saying dog at the end of my name.
Oh, collie dog.
Yeah, collie dog.
I get it, okay. I thought it was, like, a cauliflower hot dog.
That sounds so good. But what were the other ones? So I had that for a while, and then in middle school I got llama, which stuck for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
And it was all because I did it at least 4 times I could think of. I would laugh and things would fly out my nose and mouth. I still do that on a decent amount, and, like, I know when it's going to happen to you, and, like, you just can't control if someone really gets me laughing, I can't do it. And so I figured out, like, a more polite way to do it now, so, like, I've totally done it when you've seen me do it probably in, like, a party or something, and I'll casually, like, have a napkin near my chin, and I won't spit out, but I'll dribble down my chin because I just can't swallow because I know it's gonna go down the wrong pipe. I've totally done that, like, at least once a year for my entire life. I just laugh too much. So that was
just
sit
there and drool down your face.
It's really attractive. Yeah. And then in high school I had the nickname Hooch.
And?
Because I was such a prude, and they thought that was funny. So
hooch
they called
me
Hooch, like Hoochie.
Okay, or
and
like cheap
there was
beer.
That obnoxious song that someone brought up to me that I was like, I don't know that song, and then I realized I did know that song, and people used to sing it to me like every day, but I had blocked out those awful memories, so I was like, oh. Actually, wait, the Queen Spellable was one for a whole year. a teacher decided that I was Queen Spellable because I was such a bad speller.
I see.
So yeah, nice. That stuck for a while. And then in college, everybody called me Nips. I had like the worst nicknames.
Can I guess why?
Well, there was a couple reasons. One was because, according to the girl that made it up, my roommate Jody, everybody loves nipples, and I was lovable, I guess.
Okay.
And what was the other one? Everybody loves nipples. Oh, yeah, and I was always cold. Yeah. So I was called that by a lot of people, which was disturbing.
Should we play the second song at this point?
I think so. It's second song time, people. And before we get into that, we just want to say that
Score.
The name of the album is Gold Pants, and it's available on iTunes. And it's also available on CDBaby.com, which I would love to give a little shout out to because I totally heart CDBaby.com, and I'll tell you why. Several reasons. Number
reason
one.
Hey, oh, you're going with a number.
Or just mathematical, like I guess.
God damn you.
You can't spell the alphabet anyway.
Number 11.
Oh, yeah, CDBaby.com is awesome because when you order a CD off of there, then the next time that you order something, they send you a free mystery CD, just randomly.
Do something
they
really?
That they just think that you'll like. And that's exciting. And then the other thing that's cool. Oh, I've gotten two.
Oh, I guess I don't do it often enough. I guess once every 4 years, it's not like.
Oh, yeah.
She's not worth the CDs.
Yeah, and then the other thing is, I love their, like, confirmation emails. They're so funny.
Yeah.
They're like, and then the entire town of Portland came out to wish your CD goodbye. So, you know, we had 8 specialists polishing your CD with tiny microbiotic rags, and I don't know. It's like really
supposedly
funny.
My picture's hanging up in the guy's office. Said, I liked your email just so much. I imagined what you would look like, drew a caricature, and hung it in my office.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Unless it's true, and then it's just weird.
No, it's
funny. Yeah, so
I would love to be hanging this
I have to say CD Baby, and I believe she sold out of these, so you should go to CD Baby before they're sold out, too.
But iTunes will not be selling out.
Hot.
But anyway, so yeah, check it out. It's super awesome, and the website is just www.leslieandthelys.com. She has videos available to watch on her site, and people, if you think the songs are funny, you like the videos are like 8 million times better.
Yeah.
It's definitely something you need to see. Okay, so then this is Beatbox Radio.
Beatbox Radio. Loser!
Hey. Where are you going with my Beatbox Radio? I need that thing to help me when I flow. Tonight, I will rip you, I will dominate, I will destroy and destruct, and then I'll penetrate your mind. This time you will not survive.
I'm so sorry you're a loser. I'm so sorry you're a bruiser.
To my beep beep box on the radio, I wanna hear my jams, jam some more. To all the fellas who are looking good tonight, to all the ladies, let's rock. Watch my spin moves graze you all through the air.
I'm so sorry you're a loser. I'm so sorry you're a bruiser.
I had two choices, you understand. I could start making babies or wear gold pants. I took the path that very few survive. Now my mama's baking drama and talking jive. Hold me close and hold me tight. My beatbox radio is so delightful. I never go anywhere without you. You know I'll never doubt you.
I'm so sorry you're a loser. I'm so sorry you're a bruiser.
You see, I go nowhere unless my beatbox comes. It never leaves me hanging or causes the runs. You know I crave its sweet nectar and its sweet soft taste. Beatbox Radio. Let's put them in their place.
Okay, that was Beatbox Radio. Thanks, Leslie, for being on our show. And
though I must say,
keep on rocking out the
because
gems.
Because of you, I cannot stop going on eBay during work hours and pricing bedazzlers. I can't stop. Maybe I'll stop when I finally win one, but I don't think that's so.
If you get a bedazzler, I'll buy you a white sailor hat and we can bedazzle Cher into the front of it.
Awesome!
Oh my god. But can we do it? Oh my god, can we do that but not write Cher, C-H-E-R, but can we write Cher like
S-H-A-R-E.
Like little kids, like, you should share.
That would be pretty funny too.
And then like get outfits.
Or you
like
can just do both, you can be Cher, Cher.
Cher should share. Yes, you should.
Share, share. Share should, not that Cher should share, but that you should share, share.
Oh, you should share, share.
Share, share. Spread the share.
I bet you share, share, shares all the time.
Does she have a share, bear, stare?
I don't know. She probably got that removed surgically.
Oh, I cracked myself
and replaced
up.
In a different area.
That was my favorite joke I made all day.
Yay!
Share, bear, stare.
I've got two eyes. Wait, I've got just as many eyes as boobies. All right, well, thank you to Leslie and the Lees. Les. I like the way I mumble the name of the band every time because I'm not positive how to pronounce it.
Yeah, well, thank you to them very much. And I was going to, like, thank somebody else, and I was like, there's nobody else to thank on the show. Thanks to Colleen.
Thanks to Annie.
Yeah, and thanks to the listeners, and thanks to the people in the deep blue sea, or fishes in the deep blue sea. Thanks to the people in the deep blue sea. All of those
people
like
in the sea. The
Jimmy Goldberg.
Mer people.
Yeah.
Aww, all the dead people. In the cement shoes. Okay, so thank you, and this is Colleen A. Fenwell saying one more week, and then we're buying something at Sky Mall. And happy Pie Day, everyone.
Yep, this is Annie Sanders saying happy pie day.
Happy pie day.
Eat some lemon meringue for me.
Eat some coconut custard for me. Save some for me. No, don't eat it. Actually, just give it to me. Yeah.
We're so sorry to see you go, but we hope you'll be back for more of the Fluff Radio Review.
Bob. Barker. So on my t-shirt, I'd like to plinko with you. Plink, 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 $10,000.
And it's a good thing that you live.
That was really out of key.
Good thing that you live in California, Bob Barker, because you couldn't get a tan like that in Colorado.
No, you couldn't, er. Microphone. It looks like a Twizzler. Wonder if it tastes like one too.
You know, I think it kind of looks like
one of those Good and Plenty's, a white one that's just really long.
Ooh.
Licorice, yummy.
Mike and Ike's. Gonna go to California and go on the Price is Right. Wish me lots of good luck.
I might get in a fight.
She's gonna win a bed set or a pool table rowing boat. She's gonna win something that won't fit in her home. Hopefully it's not a donkey. Hopefully the
I'd kind of like that.
What would I do with a donkey?
Ride it.
What would I do with a bike?
Well, the what?
Ride it.
Oh. Sorry.